Focus is beginning to turn to election 2014 in Michigan. Former Democratic Congressman Mark Schauer filed paperwork this morning to run against Governor Rick Snyder in 2014. That's assuming that the governor does, in fact, decide to run for a second term. And Democratic Congressman Gary Peters, of course, announced earlier this month he's running for the U.S. Senate seat that opens in 2014 because of Carl Levin's retirement. So it appears the Democrats are starting to get their ducks in a row. What about the GOP? Joining us now is Bobby Shostak. He's chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Welcome to Stateside.
Good afternoon. It's good to be with you.
So is that a fair statement, Bobby, that it appears that Democrats, at least in these two races, are ready and they're in it, but we don't see a Republican yet?
Well, in terms of the Senate seat, you've got to remember that Senator Levin announced his retirement very early in the cycle, in the process. While we had been seeing signs of it as a possibility, it's not, you know, and we're not in any kind of position where we're considering ourselves either late or anything at this point. There's a lot of time. It's May of 2013. It's not, you know, 2014. Normally, we have a process at our Mackinac Conference in September where likely candidates for the statewide offices begin to appear, and we expect that to be the case. Now, saying that, we've got several people looking hard at it and several people saying they're going to run. They just haven't formally announced, like both Peters and now Mark Schauer have for the governor's seat. So we're feeling really good about it. It's a year when Governor Snyder is continuing to improve in the polls and has strong numbers. Michigan is improving every day in terms of our economy and all measurement points of a state that's in a recovery mode after losing a decade, as we did from the past administrations. And so we're feeling pretty good about this election cycle and where we'll end up being with our top of the ticket.
Well, let me ask you this. How does a later GOP entry affect the races in terms of your messaging and in campaigning and in fundraising?
Well, I would say this, that, you know, look, the filing date is May of next year. Backing up from there, you know, 6 months or so, you know, that's kind of like what would want to target, that you know, you'd have your candidates, you know what your primary is going to look like. We're not late. We're not early. We're, I think, right where we'd like to be. But in terms of how it may affect things is that we think primaries are a good thing. It makes for better candidates. The fact that Gary Peters is not going to have a competitor, that's not going to allow him to sharpen up his tools. And he's never run statewide before. He's not been necessarily a successful congressman for very long. He's got a number of things from his history of being in the United States House that will work against him, Obamacare being one of them, and being a part of all of the related expenditures of the Obama administration that he's voted for. So he's got a lot to defend. We have a lot to point out to the Michigan voters, which we'll be doing. And our candidates will, I think, find themselves tuned up, prepared, adequate resources to financially take on the challenge. And we'll be in really good shape.
I think I hear you saying you expect a primary for that Senate seat. Who might you expect us to see running for that seat from the GOP?
Well, right now, you know, the names that we're all hearing and are having serious conversations, both internally with perhaps their families as well as their advisors, and then externally with voters and the state party, you know, are Congressman Mike Rogers, Congressman Justin Amash, former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, former candidate for the United States House, Rob Steele. And others that have, you know, begin to talk through what it makes sense for them to run. Can they reach the Michigan voter and connect with them? Will they have adequate resources to run a statewide campaign? And so, I mean, we've got a number of very strong names, recognizable names, successful officials that have been involved in the conservative agenda of our state and our country. And we're feeling pretty good that it's not late, it's not early. We're right where we'd like to be, is to have a field established, which I'm pretty certain will include at least two candidates by early fall.
want to talk a little history about that Senate seat, if we might. When you look actually at both Michigan Senate seats, you've had Carl Levin's lock on it since he beat Republican Robert Griffin in 1978, and then Senator Stabenow's seat, you had Spencer Abraham with that single term from 1995 to 2001, and that was the only win for the GOP since Charles Potter, I think, back in the 1950s. So what kind of chance do you honestly think that a GOP candidate would have of replacing Carl Levin? What do you think it would take?
Well, I think that right now, if you look at the turnaround of Michigan, there's a very good story of Governor Snyder, our Republican-led House and Senate, and the fact that we are now a right-to-work state and that some of the policies of Governor Snyder and legislature are now taking hold, and we're seeing a profound Michigan recovery taking place. And I think those talking points, those tangible outcomes, are things that Michigan voters, Michigan citizens can relate to. And as they, the candidate for Senate aligns themselves with those successes and that story, that will give them a pretty good jump on running statewide for United States Senate. That, along with obviously having adequate resources, which has not been the problem of the Michigan Republican Party on statewide elections. You know, we're always able to, through our donor base and our various candidates, been able to raise, you know, more than adequate dollars to be successful. Building a great ground game, which we're doing at the state party. Our new political plan is being touted by other Republican parties, state parties around the country, as well as BNC as being really at the top of the class in terms of being a very well thought out, properly funded, very strong campaign. And I think that any of our candidates that latch onto that ground game, we're going to see a lot of benefits come their way, because it's a very grassroots driven activity that will have a very serious amount of dollars put towards the political technology and the game plan associated with building a ground game.
Do you feel that any one of these potential GOP candidates could win over Michigan voters who maybe don't feel that Governor Snyder is reflecting their views, or they don't feel that right to work was a victory? Can they talk to those voters, to those who don't feel as pleased with the way things are going as others might?
Well, I think one thing that Governor Snyder has been very good at, among other things, has been to connect with the independent voters of Michigan. You know, pretty much close to a third of all voters consider themselves independents versus, you know, a specific party, which means they tend to align with a candidate more than a party specific. And Governor Snyder's, I think, been able to reach out to those folks in dealing with them on non-political terms, dealing with them as just citizens of Michigan. They're looking for a better Michigan, looking for a stronger place to raise their family, a place where they can have security in their job and see economic growth, and as well as have a state that they can be proud of for all of the great attributes that the state offers. And the governor has been very successful in reaching all voters in that regard and explaining to them, you know, why certain things, certain policies are necessary that may be controversial or maybe personally stressful to a individual voter, yet nevertheless brings you know, prosperity and a better future, you know, to families in Michigan. And I think our Senate candidate would be able to latch onto that and succeed because of that.
Let me just circle back to where we started with the news that former Democratic Congressman Mark Schauer filed that paperwork to run against Governor Snyder. What does that mean for you as the GOP? Do you feel it puts you on offense or defense?
Look, we expected that they'd have a candidate very short order. They did. We have been tracking the likely folks that would be running for some time. We know their strengths and weaknesses. We see a lot of opportunity with Mark Schauer to point out to Michigan voters his deficiencies, his lack of leadership, the decisions he's made in Washington that have been adverse to Michigan. And we will make that very clear that when you're voting for higher taxes and more spending and more regulation, it's wrong for Michigan. And we will get that message out loud and clear. And so we see him as very vulnerable and someone that we will certainly show the contrast between a great leader who has made tough decisions, who has made it possible for Michigan to move from the bottom, 10% in the nation to the top 10% in the nation in only 2 years. And I think that itself will speak volumes to the Michigan voters.
I've been speaking with the chairman of Michigan's Republican Party, Bobby Shostak. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I look forward to it.